Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, what's going on in California? Dark, sun is going down, or sun is not existing for like maybe 4 hours already. It's raining. I saved on washing my car because I really thought today is the day. So messy. I put gasoline in my car and the windows. I washed them. It was like, blah. And then the rain started raining. Scary in California. Everybody's really petrifying to drive when little drops bumping on our heads. But anyway, Ilona Europa, LA Talk Radio, Accent On. 3 years and still going strong. And what can I say? I'm in this unusual mood today. I cannot figure out if this is because I have wonderful guest with me, very unusual gentleman, and I think this show will be maybe more serious than I thought would be, maybe because my friend is also a Polish gentleman, and he brought to our studio his life story, which is a very unusual, and maybe because his life story triggered something in me that makes me a little uncomfortable or feeling a little in pain about certain things that happen in my life, or maybe because I want to just get something from my guest and just start seeing life, how he perceives through his eyes. I don't know. I just already said so much that I think is the easiest way will be to introducing my guest for today. Then his name is Bogusław Boszedny. Hello, Bogusław.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Wow,
I'm glad to be here.
I really am happy to have you. Normally, I have a full studio of guests, but I thought that this is one of those topics that people like to get into deeper. We will be talking a little or a lot about happiness.
Yes.
Avoiding fears.
Yes.
That are in us. Finding yourself.
Yes.
Just getting through the hardest moments in your life and still seeing the light in a tunnel. And outside of that, you are a Polish gentleman, which Polish woman and Polish gentleman, and we both are funny but serious, I think. I know we met second time.
Do I look serious?
Yes. My woman
are you serious?
Yes. My woman intuition against probably what you think about yourself tells me you're a pretty serious man.
Okay.
Now so you can say yes or no.
Yeah, I need to work on it.
No. Like you said, on your website, you are happy when you are truthful to yourself. Then I think this is the time to tell our listeners, we have a lot of people listening and downloading the show, Bogdan, you'll be talking to us about how did you find yourself, how did you find maybe the answer, what is the happy you, and... But tell me, are you really, really serious, or you are like easygoing man?
Good question.
Thank you.
I think I'm not as much serious as I used to be.
Okay.
And because we were talking about serious subjects before the show,
yes,
that maybe your kind of guess, perception
of you.
Yes.
But I want to know what you think about yourself.
I would say this.
Yes.
From all my life,
okay,
this is the time that I'm the most happy person. From all the Bogusławs, for all the years, now this consciousness, this present moment gives me the biggest joy in my life. And I'm still open to learn and grow with my consciousness, with my life, with people, with life. But
no, obvious, being in California and in Los Angeles, we have amazing weather, we have beautiful ocean, we have happy people around. So many happy people are here, which they really are not happy, but they pretend to be. And then we have a lot of people who, for the moment, are on the top of the world, and they think they're very happy, but really deeply they're scared. And then we have so many people that lost it all because they dreamt too much, or so many people who came here to California to dream even more and also lost it all. And then we have these people who think they know everything in LA, in California, and they know very little. And then you have people who are just afraid to admit that they don't know something, which seems like the most human way is to admit, you know, I have no answer for this or that, if somebody asks you a question. Somehow, somewhere, I think I learned after being here for almost 25 years that I am back. Ilona, who was in Poland, the honest, never worrying really what I feel, I say it. I am back the same way. For many, many years, I try to hide certain honesty about myself, thinking that maybe is not right. Maybe I'm too much. Maybe I am too open-hearted, too honest, or just people don't want to know because everybody says, how are you? Then you need to say, I'm fine. But really, I was not fine. Then now the question is, if I will ask you, because you are here in 2 years in California, we'll talk about your life journey in a second. If I will ask you right now, how are you, Bogdan? What do you say? American way or Polish way?
First of all, I would prefer Bogusław or Bo, because Bogdan is like a little bit different
yes,
name.
Yes, you're right. But let's say Bo, because this okay. Bo is we'll very short and yeah. probably is important for all of our listeners to remember also your short
California,
name.
California.
Will you say, how are you, Bo? Will you say American way, I'm fine? Or will you say in a moment how you really
mostly,
feel?
I'm mostly answering that question in American way. Yes. So I'm good. I'm mostly... my response is, I'm doing good, or I'm good, thank you, or very good, thank you.
Because right now, in a funky way, after all your journey, the ups and downs, you said that you found the peace, inner peace in you, then maybe that's why you can say, I'm fine. But I'm afraid that most of the people around us, they're really not fine. And they just say it because they think they will step into our territory with these serious lives issues and they will be not welcomed. That's why I'm afraid that people just are closed here for, I want to hear, bye, I saw you are fine, great, bye, see you in next 5 years or whatever. What do you think?
May I go back in time in around 30 years?
That's your 5 minutes.
When you around 10... I remember my father, who was very good in English in that time.
Who was your daddy? Why he was good in English?
He was just learning. He was like...
You are from Warsaw.
Yes, I am.
And you are a very well-educated gentleman. And
thank you.
What did you finish?
But he was... I remember that he was talking about the U.S. and because there was like some correspondence with a family who was helping... there was like, you know, in that time, some families in U.S. could pick a family in Poland and they send some goodies. And I remember that from him I heard this kind of American way of like saying hi, which is not like in Polish, hi, but it's hi, how are you? Or hi, how are you doing? And the answer is I'm fine. I'm good. And I couldn't comprehend because so it can be in one person life in that particular moment that he's or she's during the divorce, something happened with the car and you know, he's on unemployment since yesterday, but the answer will be always I'm fine or I'm good. And then it's like being like a young boy, I couldn't understand, like, why they, you know, kind of lie. And then moving to US, it's a different story, because finally I realized that it's not about that. It's just a real high in Polish. It's like the question,
sentence,
it's not,
that need to be answered a certain way,
yes,
and that's it, has no meaning.
Because in Polish, when you ask someone, how are you doing, you will hear the whole story.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm this, let's say, divorce and all these things, you will hear. You will hear, and, you know, they will open up. In the US or in English, it's just the way how you, it's just longer, hi, I'm doing fine, or so-so, some people might say.
Then do you think that we need to change this in America? Just after how are you, I'm fine, you need to follow up with another question, say, but what's going in your life? Or if you really want to know what's going on in a friend's life.
I would say we don't need to change anything.
Okay.
I would say it's personal, you know, preference. So we can go deeper with some people, with some we don't. And but what I love about US and energy, especially in California,
yeah,
which is sunny state, and I love it. Let me repeat it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
After Chicago, probably.
Yes.
And Poland, Warsaw, and yes. Warsaw, the weather is amazing here. Yeah.
But the sun, there is something about sun which gives, yeah, the energy,
yeah,
which gives the positive attitude, that gives like the more joyful and smiles. Because imagine when you have, you know, you live in the places like Chicago, Warsaw, or other places where it's a lot of snow or cold winter, and you need to spend some time before you go to your car, for example, you need to remove the snow and all these things. It gives us this easier life and,
yeah,
more opportunities, more things.
But do you think people in California perceive that as a plus, or we are waking up not thinking how good we have here?
The second thing.
Yeah.
Probably you don't recognize. That's why I always recommend traveling.
Yeah.
So you can experience different, let's say,
okay,
cultures, religions, people, places.
And
then
I love that you said.
And weather, of,
yes,
course.
And yeah, and obviously you are here, and you have so much to say, but people need to know a little bit more about you. Now we learned that you are from Warsaw. I mentioned you are very well educated. Could you tell us what you were studying in Warsaw?
Oh, I was studying environmental engineering on the Warsaw University of Technology.
Okay, no, in a way, very hip.
Yes.
Way of knowing what is right or wrong in our today's life, because environmental issues, this is something that is so important right now, but you didn't really,
yeah,
choose,
I didn't
to go this
that.
Way.
That's interesting. So
yeah,
I have my master in this kind of science kind of thing, but I've never worked at more. I was drawn to the media.
Yeah.
So since the beginning of my studies, I started to work in the radio, which was,
okay,
like 20 years ago, 19 or 20, it was like 1995 or 6. So I started like with the radio and then TV. So basically I was in the media. And I remember there was a funny thing about working in a one of the shows, like programs, TV stations in Warsaw, because I was working in the news, yeah, in that time. And the funny thing was, people, you know, other fellows, journalists, were asking me, you know, so where do you study? On which year are you studying? And I think I was on the second or something. And I say, like, why? Why are you asking? Because no one saw you on the, you know, department.
Mm.
I'm like, what department?
Uh-huh.
I was like, journalism, of course, in the university, Warsaw University. I was like, no, because I'm not studying there. Oh, really? So
it doesn't,
and then I said that I'm, you know, studying at Warsaw University of Technology. So I'm studying technology, like completely different thing. There is not about language, it's more about science and et cetera. And they couldn't comprehend. So how come you work in the TV, you know?
Yeah, but so that's again, that's another understanding that life brings us sometimes roads that we maybe are choosing and we don't know why it leads,
yes,
us to certain things. Okay, then after you stayed in Warsaw, that's our beautiful, lovely country, Poland, then you, for whatever reason, you decided that travels is what you want to do. And it's petrifying. I saw that you claim that you visited almost 35
Exactly.
Countries.
20, 25.
20 or
30? No, I mean 35
yeah,
countries.
That's
yes.
a lot of countries.
Yes.
Did you repeat them or you just once and then another one? How was it?
A lot of, I was more than once, mm-hmm. but mostly, let's say, different city. So, for example, let's say Turkey just came
okay.
to me. So I was in Turkey 3 times, but twice in the same city and then in different. But also every time I was traveling, I was going, you know, and visiting different places. The only thing, oh, I remember, but mostly my intention was not to go to the same city, I mean, to the same place
yeah.
twice. But there was an exception. I don't know, I don't remember which year it was, but it was Croatia. And the town Makarska. Unbelievable, beautiful place with like by the water, with port and a huge mountain where the whole town was like a little bit on the mountain, a huge big mountain. And I remember when I just, you know, came there and I'm just looking around, it's like, oh my God, that's the place I'm gonna come back.
Yeah.
And next year I just went to the same place and I love it. But mostly I was traveling different cities, different, even the same country.
The weirdest place that you visited.
In which way?
Yeah, pick anyway. Whatever is weird for you.
Weird.
Scary, unusual, dark, uncomfortable place.
Hmm.
Or maybe none of them are really that. Maybe
yeah.
every place is...
No. There was like one place, I don't want to mention country or
yeah.
city, but later I learned that it was a very dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was not aware, so there was no fear, I was not, wasn't
yeah.
afraid. And, you know, we met some guys with guns and hang out with them.
Wow.
And they said like, oh, you're from Poland, right? I was like, yeah, why? Oh, because this is a dangerous neighborhood and dangerous place. Like, really?
Wow.
But and he was just showing us a gun. Like, yeah. I don't go to the street without a gun. So it's like, oh,
well,
okay.
Oh, wow.
But it's like, we didn't afraid. So we weren't aware even that it could be something dangerous.
Then you're, how many years you spend to travel? Because you moved to America and you were still traveling, or just first you were traveling, then you decided that Chicago is the place that you would like to stay for a little
you know,
bit longer.
I started, first country I visited was Hungary. Mm-hmm. It was chess tournament. So mm-hmm. My father signed me to play chess in the club. So I was, I'm not sure, 10 or 11, or something like that.
I wonder, my daughter is pretty good. She got a lot
really?
Of rewards. So maybe
awesome.
One day you both
yeah,
will be playing and I'll be watching. Oh, that's
yeah,
very,
yeah.
very smart game. I love it.
So yeah. So
it's so European anyway. Chess.
Not only. Yeah, there is a lot of good chess players in the U.S.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, yeah, very good. And so that was that. And then since that time, it was like a lot of traveling, mostly private
mm-hmm.
Traveling.
Alone, may I say?
Mostly. I really liked traveling alone, like being independent. Then I could meet more people. No one is telling me. Of course, I was like traveling a little bit like with ex-girlfriends or, you know, with some friends. But I realized that, you know, traveling by myself, because then there is opportunity that I have suddenly, you know, dozens of friends that I'm traveling. I did during studies, I was going to different countries with like for students. I love that because, you know, you are in a bus and go to, I don't know, to Croatia was one of the trips. But you can go to Italy or Spain or France or other countries, mostly Southern Europe, where the weather is better. So it was fun because suddenly there's like one bus or 50 or 60 people and or sometimes two buses, and suddenly you have so many friends.
When you talk about travels, mm-hmm. you really lighten up in a sweet way, peaceful way. And I know that... You moving to America, there was a decision that probably was very important, and I'm sure you had so many hopes what this trip and your life here will be like. Then you, when you moved to Chicago, oh, why Chicago first? Why?
Maybe you'll be surprised what I'm going to say, but there was no kind of expectations.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was like, okay. In fact, I was moving with, there was like opportunity with my ex-girlfriend, so we're going to our, like her
family
or something, so, uh-huh. And that was, you know, so before, like, it was a conscious decision. In that time, I was working TV for so many years, and also I had my own business, but I feel like
something
I need to change this TV. It was like kind of boring, mm-hmm. after so many years, and I was like, let's see. Yeah, I can always, you know, go back and then come back again.
Did you came back to Poland after choosing Chicago for a little bit?
To be honest, I haven't been traveling outside the U.S. since I moved. Because
wow.
There is
how many
so
years
many,
you are here?
Over 8.
Oh, that's not
because
bad,
there are so many places, you know, like traveling. Like here, I consider that I, you know, I could add, I don't know, another 15 or 20 countries. Yeah. Because the states, it's like,
yeah, so
I... You know, moving here, I was not even aware how U.S. is huge.
Huge.
It's like...
Overwhelming.
Like, in Europe, you have, like, you know, another country. Here, you have another state.
State, yeah.
So...
Did you see everything in America, every state? Because I feel horrible about this. I'm here 25 years, and practically, I saw nothing.
I've been to many, many different states. So basically, I was focusing on traveling. So from one, you know, like going abroad, I wasn't, but there was so many things, and I didn't feel even. I still don't feel to go anywhere because it's so many things
that you didn't see.
To see.
Yeah.
And now next, I just like my heart, soul wants to go to Northern California that I've never been. I was in San Francisco twice or three times, but like even more north. Mm-hmm. Like the woods, the nature, it's like, oh my God. And that's what I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. You maybe never need to leave America. On the other hand, I think a lot of Americans are supposed to go to Europe and just understand what they are dealing with. Because when Europeans are coming to America, we are welcomed. I will say it. I never had any issues being Polish person in America. Mm-hmm. I am very welcome here, and I love this country a lot. But I really think we are a little bit different. We really are. Way how we are raised, where how deep our roots are and connections with family, and a little maybe the sadness, melancholy that we bring here, and a lot of minors. Chords, which are sad chords, compared to happy American music, and it's just a lot of different things. Because we are in this place right now that I know you were in Chicago and you had a few businesses, I would love to maybe give us a little breather, because from this moment on, you had very unusual awakening or something that you decided you are not happy and you needed to do something else in your life, and you chose to move from Chicago to Hawaii. Then, but because of that, maybe I will just play something, and maybe let's do something a little bit. Maybe Je t'aime mon amour. We are talking about a lot of languages and travels. A little bit, Ilona Europa, little retro.
Je t'aime mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo tu. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tu, familiar tune. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you, when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop the merry-go-round. Time's running out for you and I have my dream. Come stay with me. The days of our lives side by side, and night filled with love is all I want. The days of our lives all I want. rewind forever today. I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop a merry-go-round. Time's running out for you and I have a dream. Come stay with me.
We all want to be happy. We all want to have beautiful memories. Then, Bo, please tell us a little bit what's happened. Why did you decide to leave Chicago?
Before that, maybe one thing, like during the song came to me, because you mentioned something about different cultures, yeah. and Poland, U.S., but I would like to say something publicly and just say how grateful I am for the U.S., for America, which gave me the consciousness and opportunity to grow within so much.
So true.
And with this different attitude than in Poland or Eastern Bloc, yeah. in Europe, and more like joy and smile on people's faces, and even saying hi to the stranger, which I've never experienced in Poland, because people look at you like, what's wrong with me or what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So I love about this culture. So I'm so grateful that I'm a different person now than I used to be, even like a couple of years ago. So...
But something happened in Chicago. You had a mixture of Polish people, multicultural, beautiful place also. And you were successful. You had the radio show, little TV shows. You had some few businesses. But you said that running after career and success just worn you down so much that you had enough.
Yeah, there was something like the... In general, we've been told, sometimes I use call maybe like in sculpture, programmed, that you need to chase certain things in order to be happy. So we need to search and, you know, go like, you know, rat over and over again in a circle to chase something which is already within us. In other words, we are trying to be good in career, or we're trying to find perfect relationships. Like we're trying. And answering your question, it was like a lot of creating the business things and a lot of projects and a lot of businesses and being in the media, a lot of stuff, which I realized in time that it was not giving me happiness. So it's like, where I'm going, really.
Do you think it's your problem or everybody's problems? Or most of us' problems?
I would like not to speak about because it's like...
But really what you went in your life, we will be learning from your website, which, if I may say right now, your website is...
www.bogusławszedny.com, which is BogusławSzedny.com.
I know
it's long,
tough,
but it's mostly in Polish. There's like a translation Google translation.
You have a little understanding. Then really, are you directing this website towards Polish people?
This is something that, you know, I feel I in the beginning, like a few years ago, I was mostly creating videos and writing articles and, you know, sharing on Facebook stuff in English. And after, I think, 2013, it changed, suddenly I felt like, you know, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it, or my intuition was telling, like, no, I need to send mostly the message or the things that I've learned and share with love with Polish people, like, mostly, to be concrete, people in Poland. So that's why mostly my posts on Facebook and, you know, YouTube videos are in Polish, but probably 90 or 95% is like a translation in English. So mostly it's a post in Polish and then it's in English. But this is, you know, I'm just following my intuition. But
then you were this little rabbit running around, or rat who was running.
And then I realized, you know, it's like, what is the point? Like, where I'm going? Like, and in the same time, like, that was this 2011, 2012, something like that. Like 2011, mostly. Like, things are starting, you know, fall down. And I know not only for me, many people experience that. You know, suddenly, life, boom. And it's like, where am I? Who am I? Wayne Dyer, one of spiritual leaders who passed away recently, and he was a very big inspiration in my life also. He one of his seminar, he was saying, talking about that people are attached and they think who they are based on what they do, what they possess, who they deal with, or, you know, what they have. And then suddenly this kind of year might happen, then, you know, the divorce happen, or the, you know, the bankruptcy, or an accident. Sometimes some people have health problems. I was lucky, not too much, but, and suddenly the identity, what I'm doing, is who I am. And suddenly, yeah, and when Dyer was talking about it, it's like, oh my God, this is like really deep.
A
lot of people were like lost. So I was, let's say, TV producer or actor.
You start focusing mostly on yourself. When you you are losing stuff, you are questioning yourself in all this picture. Then that's what happened to you then when you went to Hawaii. Why Hawaii?
Yeah, I realized that, you know, the things are like kind of were dissolving. So I was realizing that must be something more than my life up until now. And there was, you know, I started to do some meditations and like going into more a little bit spiritual things. And it was very powerful, and like I felt like this is something that I was missing. And, you know, growing up with in Catholic Church, and then I rejected God and rejected all this what kind of religion was telling me. But then there was something drawing back after many, many years being atheist, and it's like, no God, nothing. And then I was like, okay, it must be something, you know, how I'm here. Okay, there is a plant which knows how to live, and there is an animal, and they know how to, you know, where to find the food and the instincts, and, you know, we have waterfalls, sun, moon, universe. It's like,
who created all
like
this beauty?
So that was the only thing. Question. Being an atheist, like, okay, that's maybe the question, like, how it's happened, but okay, it doesn't matter. But after that, this experience is like unpleasant experience in businesses, and, you know, like a little bit collapsing. And some problems also. So it was like, basically, there was messages for me to wake up from the illusion that I was like, you know, running the show, mostly being kind of running by ego and, you know, showing off, or in collecting, you know, rewards or whatever, money or whatever you want to call it. So it was like a boom. Like the universe hit me in the head and wake up, man. So that was, I would say I was a little bit kind of forced to face and go beyond what I was thinking, who am I and what I'm doing and why I'm doing and why I'm here on this planet when I could be not existing or doing or being an animal, right? Or a plant. But there is a reason. And I started to until now. And I will be probably all my life learning and, you know, discovering more about life and my life and life in general and other people and enjoying most.
What did you do in Hawaii?
In Hawaii, I moved to Hawaii in, I left Chicago 2011 in December, and then I moved, like, you know, across the New Year. So I landed in 2012 in January, and mostly I was doing, on one hand, nothing from three-dimensional point of view, but on a different dimensions, I would say I was doing a lot, inner work. So I was letting go of a lot of fears, a lot of judgments, or a lot of belief systems, which I realized it just doesn't work. It's like, no, it's like, it must be something else. It must be, you know, the happiness that I've been told what happiness is like, oh, it's not. I mean, that was like my...
If you don't feel this feel of...
I can pretend. Yeah, it was good. You could pretend, like, oh, I'm happy, 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 happy. But what, when you go from the stage, then you are with yourself.
Yeah.
Or when you go for a walk with yourself, with your thoughts, then who you really are, and is there judgments, if there are fears, if there are like self-judgments sometimes we deal with, like, oh, I should not, oh, blah, 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 then we really can feel ourselves. It's not about what other people think about us. It doesn't matter, in fact. But there is also, and I was processing and still working on that, not to be afraid to speak my truth.
Mm-hmm. Did you like yourself then? Did you like yourself when you were in Hawaii? Did you
Yes, but like a lot yourself? Of No. For many years I didn't accept myself, you know, like my how I look, how I, you know, perceive, and there was like a lot of tough times in my life. But I was doing good in general, so I was like, people mostly liked me, and there was, but there was a lot of, I would say, things connected to self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Self-war, which is a little bit different. That's why I really appreciate the US. The consciousness here is a little bit different. So people, naturally, they more believe in themselves than, let's say, in Poland. So that was, you know, full-time job. I was laughing. Full-time job in Hawaii working myself. So that was...
But then one day you woke up and you had zero. In Hawaii also.
Oh, yeah. I moved to Hawaii. I had, you know, tons of money, like probably $70,000 or something dollars. And I spent everything helping other people, also paying for other people. But it was not like I was helping other people with love, I would say. It was
everything. To make yourself happy to...
It was a lot of fear in that. It was a lot of fear... Meaning, I was afraid to spend money. Even, you know, I could have a million or millions, or it doesn't matter the amount. Every spending, you know, buying or something was like a fear. Or there's like a lack and limitation. Which I grew up, like, you know,
Poland.
And I know how it happened. I realized that also during some meditation.
We are very careful, like, with money there in Poland.
It was like simple. In my family, was, you know, I remember my mom didn't have money sometimes. For next month, so she needed to borrow from neighbor. So as a little boy, I was like kind of feeling, like seeing that. And I remember there was a time when I was young, there was, you know, stores were empty, there was no food mostly, it was like everything
not
was limited.
Not long ago.
Yeah.
So long ago. In the perspective of life, that was my youth. That was the best years of my life when I couldn't... buy anything for my child. Zero.
Yes.
Only
yes.
Vinegar in
yes.
the store.
I remember that, yeah.
And people don't understand. We went through it. Then I think understanding this beautiful country, which gives you a lot of opportunity,
yes.
which we think and running from too much, maybe wanting to have in our lifetime. But on the other hand, so many people have an option to feel secure here, and they still... having money, losing money, gamble with money, never really give themselves and their families the also feeling of security, which in my country was so tough to do also. You needed to be so careful with every penny. Here is like, oh, comes and goes, you know, I'm making tomorrow. Sometimes you don't. And you mentioned that in Hawaii after a few months, you lost it all and you were homeless.
Yes, but it was not a few months, it was more.
Oh, longer.
But yes, I remember when I moved there and, you know, paying and spending, and I was not working for many years. And not many. Yeah. But I remember I was repeating and talking to myself, like, I probably need to lose all my money in order to realize that there's nothing to be afraid of, to let go of these fears and programs that I was like so like integrated, like it was like so part of me. And I was even aware of that. I was aware that I'm worrying or something, but it was so deep. And I remember I was repeating that and someone said, like, so is it your mantra that you want to lose all your money? Because if you're going to be keep repeating that, that's what's going to happen.
Money.
Yeah, you will lose all everything. Your money. And I said, consciously, I said, yes.
Maybe if there were like money that you didn't like the way how you earned them. Maybe that you needed to like get rid of them to start from zero.
Yeah, but also the money was, you know, I sold an apartment in Warsaw,
yeah,
which I didn't like even make money. It was like from family, so that would give me money. So I didn't like work hard, so which was also different, you know, perspective.
When you work hard on something. Yeah.
But, you know, I make all my money also, but, you know, not having and not working for...
It was easier to...
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was like... one after another.
How long did you live in tent and having almost zero?
Yes.
Nothing. How long before...
1 year.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
And that's when you start thinking that really after... When you were really alone with no money in a beautiful place, one of those places that people think is just heaven on earth, which is when it comes to beauty.
Yeah, that
it
was
is, but
island
beauty
of
is dangerous, you know, also, you know, can make you feel like you have it all. But in a way, you still need to somehow survive in Hawaii, live and eat, and it's expensive, all of these things, you know.
So... Yes and no.
Yes and no.
From the fear point of view, I would agree. From the love point of view, I would not. So this opportunity, being homeless, living in a tent, it was magic, to be honest. It might sound, you know, scary or something, but when it happened and I lost all my money and my relationship also, you know, disappeared. And so I'm suddenly, one day I remember that it was in Hanalei on island of Kauai. Suddenly everything, you know, disappeared. And then I was like, what's now? It's like, you know, I mentioned before, it's like, the identity of, you know, being this guy from, you know, all these businesses and, you know, being on the stage or radio, blah, 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 suddenly, and having money, and suddenly I have nothing. So who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I now?
Yes. Who you are in this group of people who are walking on the street and practically you don't bring anything from the past to the street that you are walking on. You know, you need to become one more time somebody. First and foremost, I think, somebody that you respect. You need to respect yourself and be... I love this line that you or whoever said that you need to be truthful 100% with yourself to start feeling happy about yourself. And I think most of us play some games and left and right, and we just never really... Sometimes most of people don't even get to this point, like you and I, that we start thinking, okay, enough of it. I need to become Ilona who I was many, many years ago, because I knew 100% I was happy 20-something years ago. I was happy with myself, and even having little, I still knew what made me happy after many, many years of whatever was happening here. Maybe the money was there, everything was there, but really a lot of weird things were happening that I wasn't me. Then when you came back from Hawaii, I'm trying to move us forward, because in 15 minutes. Please, everybody who is really, really listening to the show and would you like to know a little bit more about Bo's journey to LA and beautiful things that he's offering people right now, mostly for Polish people, but I think things that he will be talking about on the video channel on Accent on the Best of Poland and Europe in 15 minutes. Please switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio. I think all of us can learn more from him, from Bo. Then we'll be repeating maybe a few minutes about his past, and then we'll move very fast into what really answers Bo has for us to make us realize that we need to fight for the happiness and we need to learn who we really are and stop for the moment and really think about this. Then, okay, Bo, then you said that you lost it all, you had zero, you needed to learn.
But then that was the experience. In fact, believe or not, the first time I really felt happiness, like within, like in me, was in that time when I had nothing. And suddenly, like, something happened. It's like this freedom and like joy, like out of the blue, like,
Why did you leave Hawaii? Why are you here?
It was like, you know, it was next step. I just felt, you know, the intuition was like, you know, easy. And it's okay, like
you are ready for something.
I was
ready.
Yeah. There was a lot of processing in Hawaii, you know, learning about myself.
When did you, because you mentioned that you were in a place that had no phones or no Wi-Fi, when you need to run sometimes 30 minutes, you had no car.
Yes.
You lost it all, but you wanted to post something on a Facebook because you felt like you need to give people some
I was sharing, I was afraid to share my situation on like with people, with friends. So I didn't say until July this year, I make a video on YouTube in Polish, reviewing whole 2 years, my journey of being, you know, not having money and struggling, and I'm still in similar position.
It's beautiful and very honest. I was flipping through a lot of your videos, and they're short, they're really straight to the point. And obviously, you know, when it comes to your Facebook, you can connect easier with people. Mm-hmm. You can, anybody who wants to talk to you, who listen to us, doesn't need to be Polish person, obviously.
Of course.
Then they can find you. I posted your links on Accent On and Accent On the Best of Poland and Europe. Like I said, we'll be switching. We are leaving the studio in 3 minutes. We'll be switching to another one, video channel. Starts from 7
so
till 8.
You
we'll
can
be
see
learning.
Me.
You can see both of us. And not only us, we'll be having another guest. And Marek Bacik will join us, our co-host. And we'll be talking more about, we'll want advice from you. Advice. I think people like the advice a lot from people who went through what you went. But right now, again, your website is
www.bogusławszedny.com.
And please, everybody, we are saying bye-bye for right now. If we want to talk to Bogusław Bo Szedny, please go and check links that I posted. But for right now, maybe a little tiny song. We have 2 more minutes. Anticipation for love. And until next Monday, have a beautiful rest of the night.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.